I mean, my hands were at my side, and I got rolled up in the middle of it, and then people were, like, stomping on it and kicking it. And I was, like, yelling, let me out, and people were laughing. And at a certain point, if you say it with the right pitch, if you go, I'm serious! then you'll hear the guys, hey, he's serious! Let him out! Let him out! Let him out!
But there was always the kid that cried wolf.
Right. Well, you can't use too many of those I'm serious calls.
You get one per, like...
You get one, like, semester or something like that, depending on the crowd you run with. But I always thought, and I've talked to Drew about this before, I always wish as an adult I had a handful of those.
I'm serious.
You know what I mean? Girlfriends dumping you. Boss firing.
It really hurt. I'm serious.
I'm serious.
Like, okay.
She's going,
I know, I won't break
up with you. Listen, things just aren't working out. I'm seeing somebody else. And you're like, but... I'm serious!
We'll stay together.
Yeah, I mean, as an adult, you should really, when you leave high school, you should get like three I'm serious's just to take with you. And I'd say, like I said, getting canned from a job or having a girl dump you, just use them at your own discretion. Oh, it'd be nice.
With the police.
Right? Yeah. Police pull you over. You know, your shoulder's dislocated. They're beating you with a baton. You yell. Rodney King could have yelled, I'm serious, halfway into that beating.
No more
fine.
Trouble.
No more trouble. All right. Jamie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're 15. What's going on?
Well, basically, I'm attracted to all overweight guys.
Nice.
And I don't know why. And all my friends are like, why, you know?
Older guys?
No, overweight guys.
Yeah, but are they older?
Somewhat, but not really too bad.
That's all right.
How old are they?
I would say between my age to about 22.
Nice. 22?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you,
that's 20, older.
A 350-pound 22-year-old guy could really do some damage to a young 15-year-old gal.
Yeah, Jamie, there are men that find overweight women attractive, too. So it's
Black guys, man. What? Hey, Jamie?
Huh?
No, there's not any men who find...
Yeah, there are.
You know, here's... Let me explain who those... Those are guys who get what they can get.
No, they're guys that are into that.
There's a handful.
They have magazines devoted to that fetish.
I don't trust those guys. I really don't. I prefer not to talk about them or acknowledge their existence. Jamie?
Yeah?
It sends a dangerous message to the young women of the community, which is they don't have to starve themselves and work out like free. Jamie?
Yeah?
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not. Well... I don't think so. I don't
You're
know.
Fat.
Drew,
no, you're fine.
Please,
you're fine.
Please, Drew, how dare you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2", and what are you tipping the scales at?
130.
Let me do some quick radio math. What'd you say, 5'2", 130?
You're overweight.
Turn the form. I got 5'3" of an inch and 142.
No, I don't think so.
I did the radio math. You can't argue with that. So... You're a little bit husky, but certainly wouldn't call you fat by any stretch of the imagination, right?
No.
And how big do you like a lad to be?
I'd say about 200 to 300 pounds.
2 to 3.
So the bigger the better.
No, I don't know. It depends on the guy too.
Do you have a ceiling? What about like name some famous fat people who you like Santa?
There's not really any. No. Fat guys that are famous that I really like.
How about John Popper from Blues Traveler? You know him?
I don't even know who that is.
No, okay.
But I'd be curious to know.
We got to make sure and tell John that next time he comes on the show so we can kill himself.
I'd be curious to know if.
How about Chris Farley?
John Candy.
Ew, that's disgusting. No.
What's disgusting? Well, no, I don't mean a dead guy, but we're talking about big guys.
Just big guys, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of some guys. How about, like, Drew Carey?
Yeah.
You'd like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a husky guy, right?
Yeah.
He's not huge, though.
No. He's a little big bone.
I'm curious to see whether or not something like this would evolve as she got older.
Is it because they're less of a threat?
Because what?
No.
They're less of a threat? No.
It's kind of a fetish thing.
You think it's a fetish thing. Yeah. You don't think it's that they're not in such high
easier.
Demand.
No, I think it's a fetish thing. And that's why I'm curious to see if it would change into something else as she got older.
Okay.
But it's all right. It's fine.
Because, like, my friends criticize me for it. They're like, what? Do you like him? Like,
yeah. Listen, this is a great thing. It means you're, I don't know what it means. It's fine. You're all right, Jamie.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Enjoy your big love. You just get on top. That's all. Mike?
Hey, how's it going?
You're 19? Well, I don't know if we've ever had that that proclamation from a young lady on this show, have we? Or declaration?
I hope not.
What's up there, Mike?
Yeah, I was wondering what I can do about the, what is it called, penile papules?
Well, why would you want to do anything with them?
Is there something we can do to get rid of them, like a soap or a hair follicle cream or whatever?
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
The pearly penile papules.
What do you have exactly? What are you talking about, do you think, with the papule?
The white things on the scrotum?
No. That's not pearly papules.
Oh, what would that be?
Are they sort of soft, large, like spongy things?
No, like little zits.
Zits, and those are zits.
They look like little white caps or something?
Yeah, exactly.
No, those are zits.
Can you pop them?
Well, yeah, once in a while.
Those are not pearly penile papules.
Sure, I know we just talked about this, but as you know, I give my sack a full combing over.
You found one?
Probably once or twice a week, and then I even hold the flashlight up to it underneath and turn the lights off so I can see through it. And I miss my balls.
Transillumination, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's warm. It's kind of tingly. Feels good. Some of you get those little white things on there. Some of them just pop like butter. Some are like rocks.
Yeah, there are sebaceous.
What are the rock ones?
It's sebaceous glands. Sebaceous cysts and things.
It's a cyst. It's as big as the head of a ballpoint pen.
That might be molluscum contagiosum.
How dare you?
I didn't see any molluscum when I examined you the other day. But
hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not talking about a cyst. I'm talking about what looks like...
Molluscum looks like a zit with a hard peak on it.
It's just a hard little... It looks like a very small little white head. There's no zit to it.
Yeah.
There's no red body to it.
If you peel that off, a little hard thing comes out.
Yeah.
Molluscum.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
What is that?
You wouldn't know, I guess. But anyway, so...
No.
Viral STD.
Oh, how... Dare you.
You don't have it, so it doesn't matter. So.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not. I know you've talked about that. You scoop them out with a little melon baller.
Fingernail bring them off.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what it is.
All right, let me just finish with Mike.
Don't all you people know what I'm talking about?
Let me finish with Mike. Mike needs to more hygiene. More dryness, so more antibacterial.
All right. Here's what I'm talking about, Drew. Just one more time. You got the scrotum sac, right?
Got the scrotum. Well, do these pee anywhere else besides the scrotum?
No.
So it may be some sort of...
You don't even want to call them zits, because they're not really zits. You just get little whiteheads on there every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like you'd get, I don't know, like on your nose, you get those little blackheads.
Those strips that you do put on
your... Peori strip?
Yeah.
Put on my balls and
then... Get a few of those.
Have the neighbors call the cops when I rip it off and scream at the top of my lungs. I like that.
Ball Bjork.
Maybe I'll start with one of those Breathe Right strips on there just to hold my sack open.
like the
wings of a flying squirrel. All right.
Neutrogena.
So you get the little ones. Yes, just a little the ball and a ballpoint pen. That is the literal size of it. And you can just sort of pop them with your fingernail.
Yeah.
But once in a while you run into one and it's just hard.
Yeah.
It's just like a little rock.
Yeah.
And it ain't moving.
It's been left alone too long.
Yeah, it must just be petrified. But it's a good case for molluscum, though. So
interesting. I have to look at it. Drew,
we have to do another...
Another scrotal examination.
I didn't even notice your scrotum when we were down there.
Drew, you know why you don't notice my scrotum? It hangs so low, you don't see where it ends. It's just like a flap of skin.
It was like a curtain behind your penis.
That's right. And for my next trick... Jesus Christ. I just dumped acid all over my penis. Yeah, that was Drew examining my penis. He thought I had... what do you think I had? Warts?
Warts.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I won $100 from it.
Warts are different than molluscum contagiosum.
Yeah.
But you want to lose another $100, I'll send you back down below if you like. Easy money for me. I should tour the country asking doctors for $100 to look at my penis. What do you think the last time a doctor lost $100 looking at someone's Johnson? You know what I'm saying?
When the last time a doctor paid a patient, right?
That's right. Yeah. Paid him $100 to look at his door.
I didn't pay to look. I bet you there was something on it, which I still believe there.
Drew bet there was something on my penis. He bet me $100. He found nothing. It was like the purest driven snow, like the camp of a mountain in Alaska.
Listen, he put a stunt penis in there.
Was that live right here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That is confident.
You can see the pictures on the web, too.
Yeah, but what was this?
Dr. Marcel.
This is apart from that. Listen.
Suspicious.
How dare you? Suspicious. Let me tell you what suspicious is. Drew thought he was going to lose $100, and we thought he'd plant a little seed in the juror's mind.
Suspicious.
But suspicious. Joe?
Hello?
You're 16. What's up?
I was going out with this girl for a while, and everything was fine, you know. Lovey-dovey, but then she said that her feelings were, like, growing, and then ever since then, I just kind of, my feeling, hers got higher, and then mine got lower, and that's been pretty much how it is with most of my other girlfriends.
So, you're just not ready for any kind of intimate relationship right now, right? Are you afraid that this is going to, you're going to be vulnerable, are you going to hurt somebody, or is it more than you want?
I don't know, because I would like to, I wish I could, you know, still enjoy being with them, but then once I hear that, they get more and more annoying.
So if they're distant, it's more fun to chase them.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Joe?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes. That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
A lot of guys are that way. But here's the deal. You're aware of it. You're thinking about it. You're talking about it. So by the time you're 55, 60, it won't be a problem. Yeah, just I'm serious. Doesn't he sound like Be Real from Cypress Hill, by the way, Drew?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that was his voice. Hey, here's the deal. A lot of guys have this gene, and especially at 16, and if you're asking questions and talking about it and realizing it may be a problem at 16, you'll be fine. You go through a few more years of this. Good, so you don't get married at 18 or 19. Smart. Keeps you out of trouble. In a way, I think this is a good quality. And I think
at that age, absolutely.
And
protective.
I think the reason most guys have this is for just that.
Yeah.
Then there are the guys who meet a chick in the eighth grade, date her for 3 years, and marry her at 17.
Yeah.
How smart are those guys?
Right.
And where was their little protective coating? You
right.
Know what
that's
I'm saying?
Little crackers.
That's yep. Right. This is Be Real. Maria?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, yeah, I'm not really concerned about, what is it, relapse. My question was more towards, well, I've been sober for a year now, and I work with adolescents as a counselor. And my question was, if you find out your child is using or doing drugs or whatever, do you suggest you, like, tell them, relate to them with your own experience?
No. Well,
Or just avoid it and tell them, like, the truth about drugs and what they lead to?
If you're an addict and in recovery, you really can't avoid talking
right.
about it, right? And so you need to talk about the consequences and you need to talk about the solutions.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, when I'm the counselor there and I speak to the other people there, I relate with my own experience. But I'm saying as an adult, as a parent.
But, no, even as a parent.
Are you a parent?
No, I'm not.
Right.
I see.
But the point of your parent, you're in recovery, you're going to meetings every night, you're having sponsors you're talking to, and the child sees the relationship you have with the recovery
all
community.
Right. So listen, if the cat's out of the bag,
yeah, you got to talk about it. If not, you're talking to them about what you did do is issuing a license for them to do the same.
You think so?
Always.
Really?
Yes.
So your kids are not going to know about any of the debauchery
that you and I have been engaged in, the stuff we've been doing.
The reach arounds,
no,
the handies,
none of that.
The full release.
No, the exam of the stunt penis.
Sodomy,
the
cornholing, examining the penis, none of this stuff.
No.
That will then be a green light.
Are you
for
guys in recovery for that now?
I am. Prue doesn't think he has a problem. We'll talk off the air. Thanks, Tony.
Deal with the fact that I am gay.
Gene?
Yes.
Gene, you're 20.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've been going out with this guy for 3 months, and I found out that I was pregnant, and we decided that we weren't going to really see each other anymore. And I told him about it, and he seemed really interested to help me and everything. And he wanted to know everything. He wanted to, like, go to the doctor with me. And then I was supposed to call him back, and he never returned my call. And I'm just wondering if he's avoiding me.
How far along are you?
I don't know. I just took the test yesterday, and I found out that I was. And he wanted me to tell him. He's like, yeah, I talked to him today, and we talked for a long time. And
hold on.
You have trouble tracking her?
Well, here's your story. I dated a guy for 3 months, and then I told him I was pregnant. And at first, he was into it. I mean, he was going to the doctor with me.
They were breaking up before.
He was breaking up. Okay. He was into it. They were going to the doctors together. I thought the kid was 4.
Yeah.
And that's like...
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday. So I found
out. Yeah.
I was figuring, like, I had a whole musical montage in my head of the calendar pages blowing in the wind, them being at the doctor, her getting the angiogram or the ultrasound, them looking at it, them picking out wallpaper for the nursery. It was a whole, it was really a theater of the mind. And it turned out to probably yesterday in the evening.
Yeah.
It was about 8:30 yesterday night. I found out I was pregnant. How did it work though that he was all into it?
Yeah.
Where is she?
Went to.
Oh, okay.
If you don't feel that you're into this, let me know, because I don't want to like be going with you down the long haul and you leave me, you know, or you decide that this isn't for you.
Right.
And he was the one that was coming up.
Still talking.
No, we'll decide everything together. And then he told me to call him back.
Uh-huh.
And I called him back.
Right.
And
what did he say? Okay, but what did he say the last time you talked to him?
He said, call. Like, I'm going to go take a shower and eat. And
I see.
So I called back.
Right.
15 minutes, like every 15 minutes.
Can you just run out the whole show?
And Gene?
Yeah.
Gene, give me a list, if it's a boy, of some possible occupations you might like to see. I'm just curious. I mean, different jobs, different things. You want to go to college, you know, different things like that.
If I had a son?
Yeah, give me a top five. Top five if you had a son.
Oh, bartender would be.
Bartender? I want to hear the name,
what?
Too.
Yeah?
I don't know, like lawyer, doctor.
And? Bartender's at the top of the list?
I was kidding. No.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
I was trying to ease my own tension, that's all.
All right. So now, you were, I'm sorry, Drew was distracting me. I didn't hear every syllable that came out of your mouth.
Okay.
But, you know, I do have the, you know, sort of a general template of your problem.
I figured you would.
Yeah. We'll be back with more of the Fan of the Show after this.
Hello? Who is this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back. Loveline on 94.7 NRK.
Ladies, I hope you're sitting down, because I'm about to tell you about a revolutionary new product called Isis. Isis will help tone, firm, and increase the size of your breasts naturally. Yes, Isis is an all-natural herbal system that delivers dramatic results without risky surgery, without expensive medical bills, and without any reported side effects. Listen to these amazing Isis success stories.
In the third week, I noticed a difference. My bra was uncomfortable, and I visibly see the difference. And so I measured myself again, and that's when I noticed that I was 2 inches bigger.
5 weeks into the program, I'm already seeing results. It's well exceeded my expectations so far with the product.
For full details on the Isis Breast Enhancement System, call 1-800-LOOK-GREAT. It's completely confidential, and it's free. Call 1-800-LOOK-GREAT and start looking great today. Call toll-free at 1-800-LOOK-GREAT.
You've been working all summer, washing dishes, mowing lawns, babysitting. For what? To make money, that's for what. So don't spend your money on a bunch of crap that your mom wants you to buy.
You need to learn to take care of yourself.
now.
When you could go to Ozone and spend your cash the way you want to, on the brands that you want, not what your mom wants.
You're not the boss of me.
Ozone, your active lifestyle connection, brings you the brands that you know. Hawk, Doc Martens, Etnies, Converse, and Timberlands. Plus a large selection of styles from Vans, DVS, and Old School. Located in the Salem Center Mall, Ozone is your only choice for spending your hard-earned summer cash the way you want to spend it. Ozone, in the Salem Center Mall. Selected styles also available in all shoe mill locations throughout Portland and Salem.
Visceral drive to hone in on exhilaration delivery fluids that have a more quenching quality. It is to this point that Mr. Dew is lamping on the mountain in a solo stylist. I mean, if they bust on you for cranking the Dewey Dewey, just bag up on the B attack. Cause they all up in the Dew and don't even know the flavor of my batter to beat. I'm all crump from coming up on a crescent fresh, and it's ready to blow it up, out, and off the today. My Dew is kind. My Dew is killing it, Road Dog. Can I get a holler? Yes, Do it.
So to speak.
Do the Dew. Mountain Dew.
Right now, stop by Circle K 76 and get ice cold 12 packs of Mountain Dew or any other Pepsi product for just $2.49 when you fill up with 8 gallons or more of 76 gasoline. That's right, 12 packs of Mountain Dew are just $2.49 with fill up at Circle K 76. So do the Dew and knock out your toughest summer thirst at Circle K 76. Circle K, your official pit stop.
Call Love Line 1-800-LOVE-191
We're high
with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla on 94.7 NRK.
Yeah. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. This is the best of Love Line. And please enjoy Stain. John, Old School, Aaron, and Mike are all here from Stain. What were you talking about? Where we are? Where did we leave off somewhere?
Well, your story's about the...
The guy's blacking out.
You regaled us throughout the break there.
A lot of bad Tijuana stories. Yeah.
We heard them all, though, so...
All right.
Move
the
on.
End. All right. Don't want to hear about my buddy Chris? No?
I don't want to hear you...
Passing out on the border?
And you're carrying him across the bridge there?
Yeah, I didn't care. Yeah, 210-pound dude.
Vomiting into the ice maker at the restaurant. Nice. Good times.
Yeah. I have urinated and vomited in an ice maker. And I hope to complete the trifecta.
Just taking a dump at the number two.
Right.
There you go. That would be good.
Yeah, the ice maker was in Tijuana, and the ice maker I urinated into was like somewhere in Irvine or something at some K-Rock event.
Nice.
Drunker in hell. You guys travel a lot, right?
You forget where
your room is.
Yeah.
What happens is you check into a hotel in some city you've never been in before, in some hotel you've never been in before. You run up, throw your bags down, and then run back to meet the bus,
right.
And you go to gig. Then you get hammered. Then you come back that night.
That's why you do this.
You write it on your key.
Yeah,
right. They don't put the room number on the key anymore.
Right.
And when you got to take a bad whiz, you will set that clock. Your bladder is like a time bomb. And you get in the elevator and the doors close. It's like,
it is right. You're right.
1 minute and counting. And 59.
You're right.
And 58. 55.
And the pressure builds
right.
The closer you get.
Right. And if the hotel was 10 miles further away, you wouldn't even have to go. Set the clock
it'd
for
be
8
fine.
Minutes.
Right.
But
totally.
Now you set it for 1 minute.
We've
and the door's open, and it's on the ninth floor, and you go to what you think is your room, and it's 3. two, one.
Key doesn't work. You're gone.
Now,
you got no choice. You got 10 seconds to make a quick decision.
That's right.
Or you're in your drawers.
And I chose the dignified route. I looked around. I saw the ice maker right
I think I'd aim for a tree or something. There's got like a potted plant.
No, right.
Ashtray.
Right in the middle of a hotel on like the ninth floor. Couldn't find anything. All I could find was the ice maker.
That's really gross. I went to the ice maker last night, too.
But, you know, no,
I'm hoping no one else did that.
I went in the drain that was
down here. Yeah, where it dropped in.
Yeah, barely any ear in the ice. Barely any.
When you vomited, though.
The vomit was right into the ice. That was a puke slushy. Because that was the old kind. Remember the ones that were slanted and you'd slide the door?
Yeah, totally.
Big metal.
Full ones, yep.
Heaved right into that. That was in TJ. That was a place called Margarita's Village where they would force you to drink. Force you.
By gunpoint.
They grab your head.
They come up behind you. They do one of those slammers. Yeah. They throw it down your throat and then they just scramble your brain by shaking your head.
The guys in Pantera do that to you.
Oh, do
they? Yeah. Because you have to drink.
You have to do it.
You have no... I don't do shots. Yes, you do.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
That's the way it worked. And if you've been drinking all night and you get your head scrambled... Well, I can't be the first guy vomited into that ice machine, I'm sure.
Megan?
Yeah?
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I'm on the go a lot. And when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, I use the ice maker, right?
Well, my question was, can you catch anything from public toilets?
No.
Not really.
Nobody does.
I don't ever take the chance, though. I build a bridge like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
I will wrap that thing 3-4 times so there is no skin touching.
What do you figure you're going to get there?
I don't know. It's just gross.
I mean, think of what guys do.
We
stand knee to knee at a trough. That's sports.
No, I avoid the trough. I aim for the stall.
Huh? I still ain't touching nothing.
Yeah, you're standing.
Splashing around.
Because I put those little seat covers on, but sometimes you sit down and it goes in the toilet.
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, you see, you got to like 3-4 of those seat covers.
think how everyone uses public restrooms. Yeah. Don't you think if there was something you were going to catch that there'd be an awful lot talked about and that you'd hear about people catching things?
Well, I know there's like hepatitis A and F.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a theoretical thing.
It's more of an emotional thing. But see, I think differently. I think
freaks me out when the water splashes up on me.
You want to use proper hygiene because if people didn't, we would have a public health problem.
But don't you want to be a giver? Like, see, I go in with a more aggressive attitude. I'm like, I'm not going to use the ass liner because I want to give someone what I got.
You want to share.
Yeah,
share and share alike.
I don't look at it as getting something else.
It's people like you that get me to wrap the thing 10 times.
You know, you got to realize, too, we live on a bus. You can't go to the bathroom on the bus. They stop at a truck stop, and you're just running for the bathroom. And it's that same theory you're talking about. You got the countdown going. You got the whole thing.
Right.
So, you know, you build the bridge and you go. I remember one time I was going to the bathroom. Guy next to me was cutting his fingernails.
In the stall?
In the stall.
Just
taking
a
dump.
You know, in a public bathroom, you're like on there, gone as fast as you can, and out. And he's chilling.
That is truck stops are
a
weird place. Truck stops are a whole different...
But, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that made it through, like, 12 years of public education, never went number two. Never sat down
once. They didn't have doors at my high school.
You're looking at one.
Right.
Yeah.
And most guys can
nurse's
do that.
Office.
But if you're a trucker, you're spreading your fecal matter all the way across the country. I mean, you're leaving a trail of Duke.
Yeah.
And you're used to it.
Right.
And I think these guys get over it. I think they become like, like any job. Where you go, Jesus Christ, how could you do that? You got a guy filming you while you're getting this guy in the ass? You get used to it. It's a gig. Crapping comes with the territory there when you're a trucker. Megan?
Yeah,
you're fine.
Thanks for bringing this up, though, Megan.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Nice. Yeah.
Bye.
Use that.
Build a bridge.
Use that. Now, when you say build a bridge, you mean just use the gasket or
wrap? You take
the toilet paper.
About this much, and you start from the back, and you go to the front like that, and then you take one about this big and lay it across the front, another one about this big, lay it there.
Right. I think if these guys weren't in a rock band, they'd be in the interior design.
build a bridge.
Build a bridge. There's no porcelain showing when I sit down.
Right.
I'm sitting on toilet paper.
Well, what if you have...
If it moves a little bit, I'm like, oh, no.
What if you have the...
Then you hover.
What if you have the seat liner available? We just use the
seat liner? There's one on forwards, there's one on backwards, and then there's another one on forwards.
Interesting. thing. So
I'm a little freaky like that.
Right, you're the reason why they're always out of the goddamn.
Yeah, exactly. I go in there. I'm the guy
that's always yelling when they're not there.
Really? I'll tell you, I'm not real proud of this, but you know what I've done? Mm. I swear to Christ, I have gotten up above the toilet, put my hands on the stall walls, and dropped one down from about 5 feet. You guys ever do that?
Come on.
Really?
How was your aim?
I did. Yeah, pretty good.
Not bad? Bullseye?
You get a good splash? Was the blowback good?
Not as good as the janitor at the high school would have liked, but I was satisfied.
Yeah, what the hell did you figure it was going to happen if your ass touched the seat?
I just did it for kids.
He just wanted to just drop a bomb from 5 feet up.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
I was just always afraid somebody from school would walk into the bathroom.
Yeah, no doors. Nice.
Good times.
Chrissy?
I have a question. I was wondering why I can't orgasm after I've been using a dildo a couple of times that my boyfriend bought me.
Dildo or a vibrator?
Both.
Well, it desensitizes things.
Oh, really?
The mortal male cannot keep up with the technology.
You can't have an orgasm with your boyfriend?
No, and I used to be able to for 3 years.
Well, his little strategy backfired on him, didn't it? <Yeah. laughs>
That blew up in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he got you a dildo and a vibrator?
Yes, both.
It's all in one.
Or is it one thing? It's like a spork?
It looks like
spork.
It looks like
a spork, yeah.
You don't have to turn the switch on. You can use it.
Yeah.
And then you turn the switch on, and now it's a vibrator.
A dildo is a vibrator without the batteries.
It vibrates, and I've been using it, and I can't orgasm with him anymore, and I feel kind of bad.
How many batteries does it take?
Two.
Was he smart enough to get it smaller than himself?
Yeah, it was a little small, actually.
All right. Maybe you should incorporate it into your lovemaking with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that already, but I want to be able to orgasm with just him.
Well, you may have to
stop using it.
Yeah.
And I stopped using it, and I haven't been able to.
How long ago did you stop?
A couple weeks ago.
Usually back in three or four weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep trying.
It'll come back.
All right.
But it's still, could you orgasm through having intercourse with him before?
Yeah.
You could.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about he gets in you and you hold it where you like it?
Works too, but I just like through oral sex, you know. I want to be able to come through oral.
I see, and he that ain't doing it, huh?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. What if he took the vibrator and put it up his ass when he was doing oral? I mean, sure, I'm no doctor, but doesn't that work?
No, he doesn't like that.
Vibrate the tongue, right? Is that what you're thinking?
I would think that it would send some vibrations all the way up through.
It might work.
Get the tongue going a little
bit. You should try it.
Yeah, I mean, it may be a 7.0 in his ass, but at least be a tremor in his tongue. You know, it would send some shockwave.
7.0.
Wouldn't you think, Drew? No.
Drew's silent on this one.
All right. Julie?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
You're on with Stane.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Did I tell you my question?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I had sex with this guy maybe about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and then like 2 days later, I got really irritated around like my vagina. We didn't use protection, and he didn't come in me. He like pulled out, and I got really irritated.
So that you still could be pregnant?
No, because I had my period after.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
And then so it was like white. It was like really white and like kind of cottage cheesy. Yeah.
And the vagina. That's why you got to use those ass liners, by the way, ladies.
It's not funny.
No, it's not.
Anyway, and so then I had my period, and then I got off, and I thought everything was cool, but it just recently came back again.
What did?
The white cheese.
Cottage cheese.
All right, so it could be yeast, right? You've had a yeast infection before?
No.
Okay, well, then anything that sort of changes the environment in the vagina can potentially precipitate a yeast infection. So you can get some of the over-the-counter medication for yeast. Like, you know, there's all kinds of stuff now. The Monistat cream, gynalotrimin, that kind of thing. Try that. If that doesn't clear this up, then you've got to see a gynecologist or a doctor because this could be an infection from having had unprotected sex. And how old are you?
17.
And you're still having unprotected sex?
Oh, it was like my first time ever having unprotected sex.
Well, that's one time too many.
Yeah.
All right, so get some protection. You have a boyfriend. Do you still see this guy?
Actually, I work with him.
Mm-hmm.
How you do? What do you do just because it'll be funny?
I'm not going to say.
What kind of work? Come on.
It's really good work for my age.
Really?
What is it?
It's not like fast food or anything. It's really good work.
But it doesn't involve chicken at all?
No.
No.
What is it? What is it?
Yeah, what do you do? Come on. What kind of work is it? What kind of work?
We don't even know your name.
What kind of type of work it is?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Okay.
You're quite a delight. I hope your vagina falls off.
Hello.
Jesus Christ. I hate our callers. I really do. I know there's a lot of people who do a radio show and they go, listen, the show's about you. Without you, we couldn't do what we
do. Not here.
Not me. I'd like you to leave me alone. I could kill 2 hours. Drew?
Kill's the operative word.
Yeah. You could go. You could drive in circles around the block. We could shut down the phones and I could really just talk turkey about
banter.
Tijuana.
Yeah, we hear the stories.
Why my goddamn garbage man has to show up before 7? Before 7. Why does he need to be there to crack a goddamn dawn?
By 7.
Yeah. Yeah. I could really do a few hours on just that. And what I deserve out of life. Kaz?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Let me first say I've been listening since the Ricky Ragman days.
Mm.
And I've called the show actually about 6 times, and the guy that took my call tonight is the best phone screener you guys have ever had.
Wow. Damien?
I guess.
Yeah, he's our new phone screener. Wow. Boy, he's giddy over there.
Hmm.
Nice. He's brand new. What was good about him?
I don't know who it is, but the woman who usually took my call, I mean, I've probably called the show 12 or 13 times, but only gotten through 6 times because, I mean, she'd always just say my question wasn't good enough and kick me off.
Right. I got a feeling it's not going to be, but go ahead, Cass.
Well, I just had a question for Stained, actually. I think, yeah.
That's why you always got kicked off.
Yeah. Stained, I think you guys are a really good band.
Thank you.
And I heard how, I believe it was your tour either last summer or something, that you guys were covering Sober by Tool.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you're going to release that on any album or a recorded version of that.
No, probably not.
I have no plans of doing that.
That was just kind of something that we did for...
You know what it was?
...novel to do for the tour.
And we didn't have enough songs.
Yeah, we didn't have enough songs.
And so we threw in a Tool cover.
But that was
really fun to do.
You know, I mean, that was a song that we had always played from way back in the day.
Yeah.
And we figured it would be...
We did it at Soundcheck one day, and we all remembered it, so I said, let's just play it. So,
yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So did you caught that live, Kaz?
No, because that's the thing, is I wanted to go out and catch them, but I never got, or was never able to, so I just wanted to hear Stain's take on it.
Well, the last thing in the world I want to do is plug Napster, but I'm sure you can find it on there.
Really?
All right, Kaz.
All right.
Good times.
All right.
I don't call back, though, right?
All right.
We will take ourselves a little break. Stain is our guest.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
Loveline will be right back.
Loveline on 94.7 NRK.
Skateboarders, put some pop into your ollie Friday, July 20th with the Zoomies Audio Skate Tour 2001. Here's your chance to meet the audio skate team at Zoomies in Clackamas Town Center and get in on the mega autograph and skate swag giveaway session. Skate away with limited edition tour t-shirts and products from tour sponsors Audio Shoes, Vulcan Stone, Element Skateboards, Trans World Skateboarding, and Trans World Stance. Getting thirsty? No problem. Wash it all down with free samples of Jones Soda. But wait, there's more. Before the autograph session, head out to Newburgh and the premier skate park in America to watch a skate demo by the audio team. Audio riders include Bam Margera, one of the stars of MTV's Jackass, as well as Chris Markovich, Danny Montoya, Kenny Anderson, Brian Sumner, and others. The demo at Newburgh starts at 4:30. The autograph session at Zoomies Clackamas Town Center follows at 7. For more information, go to zoomies.com and get ready to see what real skating's all about.
Word is spreading. The next exciting chapter of Depeche Mode is ready to be unveiled. The X-Factor Tour. Friday, July 27th, on stage at Rose Garden.
Can you feel a little love?
Celebrating Exciter.
Dream on, dream on.
7 in concert at Rose Garden. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or charged by phone.
In their best moment ever, Depeche Mode, Exciter Tour.
Brought to you by Bill Graham presents SFX.
When you need some quick cash and don't particularly want to pay 25%, 35% or more in interest, and don't want to lose something of value, come to All That Glitters Jewelry and Loan. All That Glitters Jewelry and Loan is not a cash house. We're a licensed and state-regulated pawn shop. We set the standard in pawn shops. Your emergency shouldn't cost you double or triple your need. All That Glitters charges just 3%. Yes, 3%, plus small setup and storage fees. That's lower than your bank and a lot lower than a quick cash place. Your loan is as little as $10 to thousands for 60 days and return your pawned items when you repay the loan. Think of us as your goodwill bank. And because All That Glitters Jewelry and Loan only accepts quality items for pawn, you might consider us for that next birthday gift, hobby, or construction job. We resell at fractions of what you would pay for new, and everything comes with a guarantee. Yes, a guarantee. All That Glitters Jewelry and Loan. 6 Portland area stores to serve you and on the web at allthatglittersjewelry.com.
Looking for good food on the fly? Look to McDonald's 30-second drive-thru guarantee. When you hit the pickup window, we hit the clock. And if you don't get your food in 30 seconds, you get a coupon for a free Big Mac on your next visit. So get to McDonald's and get on with life. Because when it's got to be quick and got to be easy, it's got to be McDonald's. Limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Drive-thru offer valid between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day.
Hi, I'm Nicole Cotton, a crew member from Redmond Northern McDonald's. We're looking forward to serving you your food fast at your Oregon and Southwest Washington McDonald's. Because at McDonald's, we love to see you smile.
McDonald's, the official supplier of outrageous value.
And now, since Big Macs are an outrageous 99 cents on Mondays, I'd like to do an old favorite.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, and pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun.
Now McDonald's classic Big Mac sandwiches are an outrageous 99 cents on Mondays.
I'm here all week, except Mondays, I'm at McDonald's.
99 cent Big Mac Mondays. McDonald's, we love to see you smile. Offer good for a limited time. Type of participation may vary.
Thank you.
Love Line with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla on 94.7 NRK.
The Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. I hope you're learning something.
It's Love Line. Yep, Drew, Adam, Stain is here tonight. We're going to hear something off Break the Cycle, and this one is called Outside.
That I felt like this one.
on the outside. I'm looking in. I can see through you. See your true colors inside your ugly, ugly light room. I can see through you. See to the real you.
That is a little something from Fame.
A great sincere applause to
the, the guys had a truckload of sushi dropped off here, so the band is busy devouring that. We will take ourselves another call. What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I just summed up the white construction worker lifestyle in the last, last 2 minutes.
What's up, Jeremy?
First, I'd like to say what's up to Stain.
How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Right on. I just want to say that a couple of weeks ago, I was running around the house naked with my wife.
Excellent.
Yeah, we were kind of playing, you know, playing around.
Sure.
And she ran into the bedroom and closed the door on the head of my penis.
Oh, my God.
That
removed.
Will leave a mark.
Yeah, it bruised real bad. It turned.
Oh,
like
my God.
Like almost
I didn't understand how that could happen.
How does that
Well,
happen?
She didn't close the door completely on it, but she closed it enough to where, you know, I felt it very well.
Were you, like, playing peek around the corner? What were you doing with your
glass? I was trying to run in as she was closing the door.
You must be hung quite well.
What's that?
Are you hung quite well, or were you rodding
horse,
it?
Man.
were you erect?
Oh, very much.
Maybe she wasn't playing. She could have been running for her life. She's got a battering ram. He's coming up behind her. She's just scared for her life.
Anyways, after that, the bruise went away, and now I cannot ejaculate.
Can you get an erection?
Well, yes, I can have an erection. I just can't. I mean, I get to the point. I get to where I feel like I'm going to ejaculate, but I'm shooting blanks.
What do you mean you're shooting?
Well, shooting blank means nothing's coming out, is what
right,
you're saying, right?
Exactly.
But you have an orgasm?
I feel like I do, but, you know, like it was when I was like 10 years old and I, you know, spank it and nothing would come out. It's
right.
Like that's happening again.
Wow. You need to see a urologist, okay?
A urologist?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Are you peeing okay?
Yeah, it hurts a little bit, you know?
Can you sustain an erection?
It'll stay hard, but I mean...
I'm confused, though. Once it gets to that point, isn't it coming through the same tube?
I'm not quite... Oh, yeah. But I don't understand quite why it's not coming out, frankly. But
if pee's coming out,
you've
got to
see your urologist. And that's... And my mom always said it. I didn't believe her. But now, don't run with a boner. She always said that.
You might trip and fall and break it.
Yeah, I'd be running through the house and slow down, young man.
You're going to put someone's eye out.
Yeah. God willing. You'll put someone's eye out. She would tell me, take that boner outside.
Trip over that thing and break your neck.
That boner in the house. That's right. You never run with a boner. And my dad taught me when you hand somebody your boner, you always hand them balls first. You never hand the head first. These are a lot of things you don't hear about today. We'll take a break.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
This is on 94.7 NRK.
I was riding down the road, getting my chopper some air. A policeman come up, said, pull over there. May I see your license? I said, oh, why, sure. He said, this ain't the license I'm looking for. Well, the tow truck roll up, put my bike on a sling. Well, I hoisted it high, and it started to swing. And the tow truck roll up, went over the hill. I said, I'm too tough to cry, but I think I will. Don't get old, man. Ride license. A public service message from the big dot, the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This morning, I realized.
realize that my life is like a country song. For example, she took the house. She took the cat. She took my boots. She took my head. She took the boat. She took my chair. She even took my underwear. On the other hand, I took the Saturn L300 luxury performance sedan with a V6 engine. I guess I made out pretty well.
0.9% APR for qualified buyers on all 2001 L-Series Saturns. Length of contract is limited. Take delivery by August 6, 2001. Call 1-800-522-5000 for residency and retailer restrictions.
Hi, it's Jamie Lee Curtis for VoiceDream. It seems your wireless company thinks you're nocturnal. Why else would they restrict your calls during the day and give you way too many minutes to use at night? Seriously, you're not a bat. You don't sleep upside down during the day. So why do most wireless calling plans give you a ton of minutes you can use at night, but not enough time to talk during the day?
With VoiceDream's Get More plan, you get the most minutes that are truly useful. They're called Whenever Minutes, and they're good 24/7.
Hey, that'll let me talk whenever I want, which is pretty often. I like the sound of that.
For a limited time, we'll give you 600 nationwide Whenever Minutes, plus 2,000 weekend minutes for $39.99.
I think it might be time to reconsider your calling plan. You need to get yourself some Whenever Minutes so you can talk about whatever you want, whenever you want.
Need more information? Go to VoiceStream.com or call 1-888-STREAMS. Offer ends August 5th. Some restrictions and limitations apply. See printed materials in VoiceStream stores for complete details.
You're sitting in a hospital. Worse, you're sitting in a hospital with a cast on your foot. All because you kicked a wall. It was out of frustration when you found out your metropolitan area hotel wasn't really. You ended up 40 miles from anything you wanted to see. You calculated how much money you were going to waste on taxis and how much time you were going to waste in transit. Then you simply picked the nearest wall and gave it a kick. Well, we know you don't want to hear this right now, but all of this could have been avoided with Travelocity.com. Because not only can you look at your hotel room online before you book it, but if there's a specific area in a specific city that you want to vacation near, Travelocity lets you input a landmark or address and tells you which hotels are within a comfortable distance. You can even specify a mile radius that you would like to stay within. And with over 45,000 hotel properties at your fingertips, you're sure to find a place within walking distance of what you want to visit. Unless, of course, you have a cast on your foot. Travelocity.com. AOL, keyword travel. Go virtually anywhere.
Starting Thursday at 9 a.m. at Cortland Meadows parking lot is Car Toys' 9th annual tent sale. Featuring over $1 million of car stereo and wireless seats of Car Toys' lowest prices of the year. Online, Sony, Pioneer, Kenwood, Rockford, Fosgate, Nokia, and more. Everything's on sale. Now get a Qualcomm Q800 digital phone for a penny with $150 in bonus. Special airtime deals from Verizon, Sprint, PCS, VoiceDream, AT&T, and Quest. CD players from $67. Better than free phones with free accessories. Airtime as low as 2 cents a minute. Get a Sprint PCS phone and receive $50 of free accessories and a $50 gift check. Infinity speakers, only $19 a pair. Daily drawings, factory reps, show cars. Don't miss Car Toys Tent Sale, the biggest car stereo and wireless event of the year. Look for the tent and save. 4 days only, starting Thursday morning at 9 at Portland Meadows parking lot.
Car Toys, that's the way to go.
Car Toys tent sale starts Thursday morning at 9 at Portland Meadows parking lot. Call 1-888-CAR-TOYS.
Love Line on ANRK. Portland. Love Line. NRK.
Everybody, I'm Adam. That's Drew.
It's the best of.
Yeah, it's the best of.
Yeah,
it's coming out of my goddamn mouth.
All right,
you said it.
Let's go.
All right, let's go with Moby. So this thing's getting great reviews. I don't know if we want to hear something off it.
If you'd like to play it, I'd be thrilled if you want to play something.
I think we're going to hear it. I'm not sure if we know what we're playing. Off at first. Do you know?
Given that Ann's husband is the record wrangler,
yes.
I'm sure she's right on top of what we're supposed to play.
Oh, we're going
to
play Bonnie Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Is that queued up? All right. Well, let's hear off of play from Moby Body Rock.
Rock, y'all. No, stop, y'all. To the beat, y'all. The body rock, y'all. So let's rock, y'all. No, stop, y'all. To the beat, y'all. The body rock, y'all. So let's rock, y'all. No, stop, y'all. To the beat, y'all. The body rock, y'all. So let's rock, y'all. No, stop, y'all. To the beat, y'all. The body rock, y'all. So let's rock, y'all. No, stop, y'all. To the beat, y'all. The body rock, y'all. So let's rock, y'all. No, stop, y'all. To the beat, y'all. The body rock, y'all. So let's rock, y'all.
Guests. I think we have Cowboy Junkies.
I kind of liked them, though. You didn't. It was just, you was
no, they were woman, they were kind of mean, weren't they?
They were mean, but they were good.
Chumbawamba was sort of a pain in the ass.
Chumbawamba was good.
Did all 15 of them come in here?
No,
just the top three. Who the hell else did I say? Blur and what was the other band? Cardigans. Man, they are frosty cold. That band. I love their music, but man, are they a pain in the ass.
Do you think it's easier to have bands in or solo musicians?
Less is always better because we can gang up on them. I think of performers like roaches. You know, you just want, would you rather have one or ten? Do you know what I'm saying?
One.
All right. So tonight we're going single roach with Moby. Although Moby we like. Drew was surprised that he did the TV show a couple of years ago.
Shocked.
Which, because you thought it was Tuesday?
Yeah.
He did that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll take some questions. We'll plug at the record, and we'll do all that stuff before the night's over. Jill?
Hello?
You're 17.
Yeah. Here's my problem. Whenever me and my boyfriend have intercourse, I have this problem where I can't get lubrication.
Have you always had that problem?
Constant.
Are you into the experience? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally into it, and we go, like, full on, but it's just, it constantly happens.
Does he wear a condom?
I'm sorry, what?
Does he wear a condom?
No.
How long before it happens?
Like, maybe I'll have a little bit of lubrication, maybe 20 minutes into it, and then after that, it's gone. And all I get is friction.
20 minutes into it. That's three, four times. What are you talking about? 20 minutes into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's God telling you to watch TV. 20 minutes of just plain pumping?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough. You're supposed to wear out eventually, aren't you?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Even if it's a quickie, though, it still happens.
A 20-minute quickie?
Yeah, how long is a quickie?
It's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Maybe
yeah.
Minutes.
Five. So you're saying you can drop in 5 minutes too?
Yeah.
So it's not 20 minutes. It's 5 minutes.
Sorry. Well, whatever. It's just. Well,
is it presumptuous of me to say that maybe if you're interested, you could always augment it with like lubrication or saliva or.
Saliva. I like that.
Moby.
That's a real porn star maneuver. Oh man, hold on. You know when they go to that finger lick, like when you're turning pages of a magazine? That's smooth. By the way, ladies, when you're with a guy who does that finger lick, you know he's been around the block a few times. How about getting some of that water-soluble stuff?
Well, we've tried like a lot of different things. We tried KY jelly, those fruit flavor things.
Yeah.
For lubrication, we tried everything, basically.
Why don't those work?
I don't know. It's just... I just don't want to have to constantly do it every time.
But that's strange because a lot of the glycerin-based ones safe? Like Aquaglide
sure.
or Lubriglide?
Yeah, sure.
Those tend to stick around forever.
Yeah.
You know, like just use like a little dab of it and it lasts all night.
I know. The only thing is that I don't like doing it.
Why?
And it kills it.
All right. Hold on a second. Jill, when does a guy rubbing lube on his engorged schlong ruin the sexual mood? You know what I mean?
It does.
It offends your sensibilities?
Yes, it does. It makes me feel like, you know, why isn't this happening?
No, but there's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong, I mean, there's nothing inherently
wrong. We can't
help
her. If you can't accept how your body is and then manage that as an adult, I'm not sure you're ready to have sex.
Ooh, true. Ooh. Laying it down.
Really?
All right. Moated.
It's just what your body's put together. It's working just fine.
Yeah.
You'd like to help it out a little bit? Go right ahead.
Yeah.
You can't handle that? There's a reason. There's something else going on here.
What about your car, like putting engine oil in that? Do you look at that sort of a cop-out or a mood breaker or something like that?
The car should be able to...
Is that all right, or shouldn't it be able to produce its own oil somehow? You all right with that, Jill?
Somewhat.
All right, Jill, what's wrong with you? What's up with you?
Nothing's up with me.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you have some issues or something.
Hey, Jill?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes with some people I've been with, I think, you know, fooling around with lubrication can actually be really sexy and make things even better. So maybe it's just a matter of you and your boyfriend talking about it and...
Well, we talk about it. I mean, we're really open about everything. We're extremely open.
How old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
24.
She's 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's your dad?
Gone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he do anything to you before he left?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was physically and sexually abused.
All right, so this is a lot.
Now we're starting to get on to something here.
Yeah, there's a lot more. This is not about
lubrication.
Please.
So, Jill, you have some issues, right?
Yeah.
And even the fact that you're sexually active has so much heavy feeling attached to it. Of course, if you interrupt for a moment and sort of bring yourself into awareness, you could have overwhelming feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Please, come on.
All right.
You need to help. You need to get some help with that.
And counseling.
Okay,
right.
Good.
All right. Discuss this with your therapist. Even though, please do not consider Adam a role model as far as being a patient in therapy. Adam would, of course, not bring these things up. But it's a perfect.
I don't want to burden my therapist with a bunch of heavy stuff. Why ruin his day, Drew?
To discuss this kind of thing, Jill, and the fact that you're in treatment. Hang in there. This will start to make sense.
And keep an eye on that 24-year-old boyfriend of yours.
Well, he's a good guy.
We don't trust him. How long have you been in therapy?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been in treatment?
Since I was 13.
All right.
Good luck, Jill. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's always something. As soon as you start getting things that don't really compute, then there's always something behind that. I was just having a funny thought, though. I was picturing myself 10 years from now hosting some sort of home improvement radio show, going, and some guy calling in going, Yeah, I got a treated bottom plate, and I'm looking to know what the layout is with the king studs, and me going, were you ever touched? Were you ever blessed? I don't know why, but it's always pay dirt on this show.
Hey, how could Entertainment Weekly not like your show? You're a very funny man.
Oh, thank you very much. Joan,
yes.
You're 20.
I am.
What's going on?
My best friend is 18 years old, and he says he doesn't have wet dreams, and one of his friends told him that he maybe didn't go through puberty all the way, and he was curious if that was normal, and I'm kind of concerned.
Has he ever had any emissions? Does he masturbate?
He says he doesn't masturbate, but he ejaculates normally. He's had sex before, and he says he ejaculates, so.
Something's up.
He's 18?
And he doesn't masturbate.
I mean, how would he know that he's ejaculating? Maybe he's never experienced it before.
Well, he's having sex.
Yes, he says he has ejaculated. He's just never had a wet dream. Or
does he have sex regularly?
No.
He had sex one time?
A few times.
With the same melon?
Yes.
I mean, the same girl? No, I don't trust a guy who doesn't masturbate, especially an 18-year-old.
This is what I'm thinking, too.
But his penis works because he had sex and he ejaculated.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't necessarily, but there are, of course, many medical conditions can be associated with it. Does he have otherwise normal body stature and hair growth and voice change and all that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Seems like a normal guy.
Yep.
He's on no medication?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Remember the last guy we had like
leave
this?
Leave him alone.
Last guy we had like this on the air, he turned out to be an XXY hermaphrodite, remember?
Right.
Okay, so there are medical things that can do this.
Is that when they have both sets of genitalia?
He externally was male, but inside had female genitalia.
Well, I think I may be a woman inside, too, Drew.
I know, I've been meaning to bring that. You're so sensitive and warm.
I have the soul of a woman. Yeah.
Tonight you do.
Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Drew, didn't we just talk to this person?
Yeah.
Drew, start doing your job, would you, brother? Rob? He really doesn't like to do his job. Rob?
Yeah, hi.
You're 20.
Yeah, hi.
You're on with Moby, by the way.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
I had my first year's girlfriend this year, but we only went out for about 5 months, and we broke up a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, for some reason, I'm just having trouble getting over her.
How long has it been since you broke up?
Like 2 months.
And you went out for 5 months?
Yeah.
See, my experience, and I think that I actually heard Drew, you say this once, is it what you call the 6 month rule?
Yeah.
It seems, I mean, there's actually sort of like an evolutionary psychological component to that, but I think that usually I tend to be broken up about people for about 6 months after the end of a relationship.
Yeah, when they study what's the average period of time it takes for them to get over a broken end of a relationship, it's about 6 months.
Right.
So especially if she's your first serious girlfriend, you're going to attach a lot more importance to it than, say, when you're older and you've dated more people and you have a larger basis of comparison.
Yeah, it gets whittled down as mm-hmm. you go through the relationships. I mean, your first serious one can be a year, and then each one after that, I think the chick takes about 5 weeks with her as you break up. By the time you get to your 15th relationship, it's like, by the following weekend, you're okay. Yeah, you're fine. Depending on how you know what the main component of breaking up is, though, everybody, and it's the one we always leave out, it's how your life is going.
That's right.
I mean, mm-hmm. listen, you break up with your girlfriend, and then the next day you get a promotion, or your record hits the shelves, or it turns gold, or the band goes here, or you get the scholarship there, or some uncle kicks off and leaves you his Ferrari here, or something. I mean, if things are going exceptionally well for you when you're breaking up, it takes a lot of the sting off it. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the dumps, it compounds it that much more. I mean, it puts it under a magnifying glass.
Especially if you have a lot of free time. Like, there's nothing worse than having a lot of spare time and you're just sitting around.
Yes.
And
yes. You know. I tell you, I wish my girlfriend would dump me now. I am so primed. I am ready. I got a nice car. I got a nice house. I work my ass off. There's people know me. I mean, I eat out for dinner every night. I'm so ready to be dumped.
The serotonin's just flowing.
I really am. Usually when I get dumped, it's like, last time I really got a good dumping, I was, swinging a hammer, working a miserable job, had no insurance, driving a beat-up truck, living with a bunch of roommates. It was like, it was the last thing I could possibly tolerate. I could handle no more pain in my life. Now, more time to fly my model airplane, right, Drew? All right. Are you picking a call there? Kenny?
Yeah.
You're 17.
And say hey, man, because I think you kick ass, man.
Kenny's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
Who do you think kicks ass?
I think you do, Adam.
Oh, what about Moby?
I had a couple moose in my front yard.
Thanks, Kenny. All props to you, too.
You had moose in your front yard?
I was just about to walk my dad's husky, and I was just about to go out front, and there was this two big old moose, a mama moose and this baby moose just standing there eating my tree, and it scared the crap out of me. I thought they were going to kill me when I opened the door.
Are moose violent?
No, moose really aren't unless you put their babies. Or like when you're driving. Like I went to Seward 2 weekends ago to go halibut fishing.
Yeah, I was there.
Ken was like, I'm a cliche Alaskan. It's like northern exposure here talking to him.
I went out front to mow the tundra, and I was eating some seal meat. And
no, but if there's like a baby moose on one side of the street and a mother moose on the other, the mother moose will ram you.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you're like knocking off its head or something, or if you honk at it, bud.
Oh.
If you honk at it, like they'll come charging at you because they think it's like something bad.
Yeah, I don't think moose are as friendly as maybe Kenny initially made them out to be.
Well, they're not mean unless you like make them mad or something. If you mess with them,
I know. But you know, here's the thing about animals. Let me just go off on this jank for a second.
NPR?
I have to say something. Everyone does that. Listen, the animal will not attack. There's not this. There's not that. He has no hatred toward you.
Right. Unless
what? Well, unless he thinks you're now
right.
The he thinks
right.
part. The
right.
he thinks mm-hmm. that's the key part because. You're taking a leak, but the bear thinks you're going after his cub.
Right.
You are packing up your picnic basket. You're getting out of your car, changing a flat. You're doing whatever it is you're doing, but he thinks you're doing something else. So I don't even like to deal with the he thinks animals because they constantly misinterpret what we're trying to do as humans, which is not get involved with them. And people do that all the time. It wasn't the mountain lion's fault. He thought you were...
It's funny.
Yeah, but I was jogging. That's what I was
it's
doing.
The way they were describing Fletcher the other night.
Do you think that Kenny was secretly leading up to some sort of like amorous interest in the moose?
I think he's going to go there right now. Kenny?
Really? Yeah.
All right.
Also, I heard you guys are going to be on K-Well in a couple weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't get you guys up here. I used to live in Colorado and stuff, and that's how in California, and that's how I knew your number. And I was like,
oh, we're not on there yet. I thought we were going up.
No, as soon as we get up on K-Well.
Well, because K-Well is like the only like rock station we got up here, and like there's all kinds of rockers up here, so I'm sure your show will get a lot of ratings.
What do you do there in Alaska?
Well, right now I got a job at Subway, and it's like
spread now.
10 o'clock at night here, and it's like still bright as day as it would be in California.
It's summertime up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's bright. I mean,
how's the public education up there?
It's pretty good, but like people are like drop out of school all the time because like
they'd rather go halibut fishing.
Everybody up here, it's like you say, Adam, is like Marilyn Manson fanatics, and they all do drugs and stuff.
That sounds really horrific.
This is like a really big acid place. Everybody loves acid in Alaska.
Oh, Jesus. You mentioned acid and waking up in Alaska.
It'll be
a moose on your front yard.
It's really nice out here because like, you can have a house, and then in your backyard it'll be all woods, and then like during the middle of winter it freezes, and you got moose in your front yard, and like...
All right.
Crazy out here.
Hey, Kenny, you know what I'm going to do, though, in a couple of weeks? I'm going out there for one of those, like, log cabin fishing things.
Oh, you've got to go.
Yes. I swear to God, all these guys I work with, in about a month and a half when we're done with this show, we're going to one of those cabins.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're going to all the guys?
You're going to lodge, yeah.
What do you do?
Just have sex.
No, what else do you do?
You fish for like a steelhead or something.
You take over a lodge and you hike out of the lodge every morning or something?
Yeah, you sit around and smoke pot. I don't know what you do, but your point is
like
no
fishing.
One else is doing it. Yeah, no.
This is a particularly gentle sex show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fishing and Kenny in Alaska.
We like to work game into it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Joe?
Go to break.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to break. Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
You're 25.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't sound enthusiastic about that.
No, I don't. I've got a girlfriend. Every time I get home late from work, she thinks I'm cheating on her.
Really? All right. Your question here, it says each time
he comes from work, the girlfriend accuses him of cheating.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it said. Thanks for telling us about that, Joe.
We'll find out if Joe ever cheated before.
Yeah. I get the feeling. Person. All right, I'm going to say either he did or his girlfriend was cheated upon many occasions.
Dad.
Ooh. Okay,
that's
Drew.
Real.
All right. The girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Yes. Your hair's really messed up today.
Sure.
You come home, your girlfriend accuses you of cheating.
That's right.
Every night?
Well, not every night. I mean, whenever I get home late.
Yeah.
What are you doing till late?
Well, I work in the computer field, and a lot of times we have to do stuff like after hours, and then I'll walk to the door, and the first thing she says is like, where have you been, and why didn't you call me?
Joe,
and, you know,
Joe, a couple quick questions. Have you cheated before?
Nope.
Why don't you call her?
I don't know. Sometimes I just get caught up in what I'm doing. You know, it's not that I'm trying to, be elusive. It's just I get caught up in what I'm doing.
Come on. If you really
Ever caught you cheating?
Yeah, well, you know, I've never cheated, but, you know, she's a child of divorce, and I think her dad, like, cheated on her mom. And
I called that one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I think she has, like, a little trauma about it. And
all right. Well, that's her deal. Then she has to get over it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can be supportive. You know, it's like if you recognize someone's sort of weaknesses or idiosyncrasies, you can sort of try and accommodate them.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll take a little break.
Loveline will be right back.
Loveline on 94.7 NRK.
We'll be right back in a minute.
Telephone from Geico Auto Insurance.
When calling Geico to switch your car insurance, you will not need acetaminophen, naproxen, indomethacin, ibuprofen, a cold compress, an on-call acupuncturist, or any other pain remedy. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. If it were any more painless, you could do it in your sleep, which is theoretically possible since we offer complete 24-hour service. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Hi, I'm Serenity, and these are my friends, Missy and Stephanie. You know, a lot of things happen to us every day that we have no control over. But HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases aren't things that just happen to you. You do have a choice. You can choose to use a condom, have safe sex, and take control of your life. Asking for a condom isn't stupid. It's smart. It shows that you care about yourself and your partner. You can do something about sexually transmitted diseases. Use a condom. Every partner. Every time. We do.
A message brought to you by Wicked Pictures and AIDS Project Los Angeles.
What if you didn't know that poodle rhymes with noodle? Or even doodle? So whenever your teacher asked you what rhymes with poodle, you said sheepdog or even wolf. Then when she said, so Billy, what rhymes with wolf? You said bark. Then when she said, oh,
really?
You think that wolf rhymes with bark? You said bark also rhymes with weeping willow. Next thing you know, your mom, dad, and reading teacher are stopping you all day long to ask you if kitten rhymes with mitten or cat. Which is why, if you hate being put on the spot as much as I do, you'll be happy to know that with the right help, most kids with learning disabilities can go on to do well in school.
Call now 1-888-478-MIND to find out what you can do to help your child. Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities. There's no reason to be held back. This message has been brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, come pitch me a few.
Your family is important, but it seems like they're not quite as important as having another drink. You don't remember when it got out of hand, but you know there's a problem.
Why isn't Dad here for my birthday?
The bad news is you could be an alcoholic. The good news is alcoholism is a treatable disease. If you think you have a drinking problem, get help before it drowns out everything else in your life. A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Mom, we're going to be late again.
Your family depends on you, but lately all you can think about is having another drink.
You're behind on these reports.
And you've been letting the people at work down, too. The bad news is you could be an alcoholic. The good news is alcoholism is a treatable disease. If you think you have a drinking problem, get help before it drowns out everything else in your life. A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fresh tropical breezes, fresh ocean mist. Feel the sand between your toes as you stroll along the beach.
Hey, cut!
We're talking pizza here.
Well, Papa Murphy's medium Hawaiian is so fresh and delicious, I feel like I'm standing in the pineapple field high on a hill in Maui with the...
Hey, stay with me now.
Okay, I'm back to reality. And the reality is, Papa Murphy's medium Hawaiian pizza is now just $5.99. They start with their dough made fresh every morning, loaded with nearly a pound of freshly grated cheese. Then lots of lean Canadian bacon and Dole brand pineapple at a refreshingly low price, $5.99. Or for just $2 more, you can get the large. Over 16 inches of fresh pizza taste. They make it fresh in their stores, and you bake it up hot and fresh in your oven at your convenience. Call ahead. They'll have it ready for you. Fresh.
I get it. We're talking fresh.
Papa Murphy's Take and Bake. Big pizza, big taste, real fresh.
Love line with Dr. Drew and Ace Rockola. Adam and Matilda. 24/7 NRK. NRK.
The best of love lines. I'm Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew, and we are up next with one of our favorite Loveline guests. Mine, anyway.
Yeah, mine, too.
Oh, okay.
His, too.
His, yeah.
Andy Dick. You can find him on MTV Tuesday nights at 10:30. The Andy Dick Show. Andy's got himself 18 months of sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Under
22 months. Huh?
22 months, yeah. Oh.
22 months. Year and 10 months.
Oh, year and 10 months. I was on a year and 8 months, and I did some bad math there. But, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Coming on.
For someone like me,
notice how much calmer he is now?
It's a miracle.
Yeah,
my brain chemistry is evening out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And caffeine isn't good for me.
How often do you go into meetings?
Not as often. I should live in them. I should set up a cot full-time in an AA meeting, but I don't.
You're still with your therapist?
I haven't seen him in a while. I know.
And
because I was working.
Sponsor?
Yeah, I have my sponsor. But I go, if at the least, I go once a week. That's the least.
You going to AA?
Yeah, but come on, it's anonymous.
Oh, yeah. CA?
It's all anonymous.
Okay.
The tradition is. I didn't realize you didn't.
SA?
Ooh, that'd be a good one for you. But I didn't realize you didn't get along with John Lovitz.
No, we get along now. Did he say we didn't?
No, it says here, the little note.
Didn't like working with John Lovitz.
No, that's not true. No, we get along.
Oh, really?
No, I was having a bad year, very bad year.
I see.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah. He is. He's a nice guy, and I ran into him recently, and I apologized, and he's a very nice guy. He really is.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
I wish he was a prick, though. You could tell us a good story about him.
Everyone can be a prick.
All right. Oh, Chris Kattan?
What is that? I don't even want to.
All right.
He almost killed the whole studio.
Really?
What? Well, Monkey Bone was like an $80 million movie.
Yeah.
And you know what movie did better?
Oh, Monkey Bone. It's
Cirque du Soleil, the documentary, did better than, than Monkey Bone, which was an $80 million laugh riot with animation and effects.
Was that
it was supposed to be like a Roger Rabbit, but it only did like $3 million.
Right.
$80 million to make that that could kill a studio.
Brendan Fraser's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of Chris Kattan.
Came out a couple months back, but it just came and went. It's like a weird sort of Tim Burton kind of.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I didn't see
Nightmare
it. Could be
Before
the
Christmas.
Could be the best movie ever. I don't know.
I love
and also
stuff, Tim Burton.
And he could be a really nice guy. I just didn't like his vapid, empty impression of me on Saturday Night Live. I didn't like that. In fact, I just heard, I did an impression of Tom Green, but only because I was asked to. The writers came up with this thing,
it was funny.
And it was cute, but it was more like an homage. I wasn't making fun of him. It was like an homage. And I heard through the producer, because he also produced the Tom Green Show, that Tom Green loved it. Loved it. Said he hates Saturday Night Live's impersonation of him, because it's mean-spirited and empty, and they don't put any work into it. When they do somebody, they slap a wig on and then just do some voice.
But
for me, it's like, oh my god, I'm so gay.
How much?
You know, with a blonde curly wig. And
well, that's pretty good.
Well,
all right. No, wait a minute. But who's is that? Is
but
that,
I put some work
is
into
that Chris
it.
Chris Kattan's fault, or is it the writer's fault, or is it everybody's fault?
You know what I mean?
It's all the blame fall in his lap.
There is no blame. He just did a bad impersonation.
Some people would think
it was good.
He seemed like a pretty nice guy when he was up
there. He's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I would I am not mean-spirited. I don't do that kind of humor. That Second City, you know, that I am in, I was from Second City, but that mean-spirited Saturday Night Live making fun of people.
Now,
not into it.
Now, I know you're not mean-spirited, but I've heard you choose a few choice words when you're singing about Chris Kattan.
Now, because he opened the floodgate. When somebody's mean to me or crosses me, I go berserk. I wish I wouldn't. I wish I wouldn't have even given him any power whatsoever. You know, because
you got monkey business, so.
Monkey
bones.
No one even knows the title of the movie. $80 million down the drain, buddy. Ooh. Thanks, Kattan.
Cindy?
Yes.
You're 22?
I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I have been going out for well over a year, and he's very sensitive, and he has a problem with premature ejaculation.
And this is the exact opposite problem.
Yeah.
As the other girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah.
Well, the other one, she can't even get the guy to stick it in her. This girl, pop, I'm done, honey.
Yeah, well, we want to know how to make it last longer, because it bothers both of us.
But how long does it last?
It depends on how long he...
A minute? 30 seconds? Five minutes?
I'm not sure if he just let it... If he didn't try to hold it back.
What's the longest?
5 minutes?
2 minutes?
No, well, if he... There's sometimes, like, if he's not in the mood... It
Give me a number, lady.
What's the longest?
Yes.
Maybe 10 minutes.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
I'm
probably overestimating.
But that's probably if he's stopping and...
Right, he has to stop. And some, you know, and then it's like, but then it's like, gets really annoying for me because then I start to get off and then he stops and I'm like, so.
Damn.
I mean, the good news here is that he's very turned on by you.
He's very much in love with you. Yeah.
He just can't hold it back.
Although he could be humping a hole in a piece of plywood and he'd probably go about 8 minutes. So, I mean, let's face it, Drew, you know, guys, anatomy.
It's the clock.
No, he really likes you, but he really likes everyone too. Just look at it that way.
How does a guy lengthen his clock?
You did say clock, right?
Yes.
He masturbates, right? A lot. You have to masturbate.
What if he
really wear it down?
Took care of himself.
Get calluses on that thing.
Right. What if he took care of himself?
Try different stuff. He's not really into masturbating, actually.
That's the problem.
he needs to be responsible. As sort of managing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's the idea. He owes that to you.
Yeah, that's not an acceptable excuse.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in 3 minutes, yet I don't feel good about masturbating.
Yeah.
It's now his job because of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So that's the only way?
Well, he'll grow out of it in about 20 years. Yeah, about 20 years.
But he's got to figure out his sort of rhythm and how, you know, he's got to unload things a little bit.
He's got to work it out.
Unburden the system.
Yes, Andy, what can I put you down for a day as far as the masturbation goes?
With my girlfriend, when we're doing well, I don't even masturbate.
What?
I really don't. We don't have time. Sometimes we have sex. I mean, hold your hands up. What's the record?
How many?
I thought we had a record of like 10.
Five minutes.
We're talking about how many times a day.
Holy Christ.
So to orgasm each time?
Six.
Andy?
Yeah.
Six orgasms.
Sometimes it'll be like in a row.
In a row?
I'll wait a little bit, I'll wait a half an hour, and then right back in.
Six in a row, really?
But I'm just an addict. I can't get enough of anything.
All right, but what about when things aren't going so good with you and your lady?
And masturbation maybe once a day, but...
Huh?
Or twice a day.
If you're on a tear?
I can just go and go and go.
Manically.
And it is a tear. Because I'll tear my penis up. I will, till it's bleeding. Bleeding.
Adam bleeding? Really?
Yeah, I've done that.
Adam pulled it off once.
Bleeding.
They had to sew it back on. Just like the episiotomy.
All right. We got a big Andy Dick fan here.
Oh. There we go.
That'll calm him down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're 17. What's up?
Hey, Andy.
What's happening?
Huge fan, man.
Oh, thanks.
Like, awesome fan.
Oh, good. Thanks.
I heard like a while back that you were going to be playing over here in L.A.
Yeah, I do a lot, actually. I was at the Knitting Factory last night.
Oh, last night?
Yeah, last night. I was at the Knitting Factory. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's over here in the Sunset, huh?
Yeah, it's on Hollywood Boulevard in the Galaxy 6.
The
movie theaters are on the side. But the thing is that they didn't say my name. It was a bunch of performance artists. And it was called like L.A. All-Star Performance Artist, and they didn't list our names, so not a lot of people knew.
Yeah, because I saw you over here on some show. I think it was some other show, and I think you really freaked them out, man. I don't know if I could say the name of the show on here.
The Mint?
Nah, it was on TV.
Oh, you can say a name of a show. Go ahead.
It was like, you were on a Donnie and Marie, man.
Oh, yeah, I showed Marie Osmond my ass crack.
You really freaked
out. I spread it for her.
I have that on tape over here.
I know. There's a camera angle where I'm sure you can see my nutsack dangling down.
Hey, didn't he show me his penis or something?
Yeah.
Show me his penis?
Very first time, very first season. I love my penis.
Oh, that's right.
What is that? That's some kind of psychosis where I have to show things to see. What is
I'm working for the same production company. The Men from Mars, the same group.
It is. So do they talk about it?
I'm going to get you over there. No, but as soon as I bring you up tomorrow, it will happen.
But they probably have a tape because there was a camera angle that showed
your nutsack.
My nutsack dangling down. Yeah. And I not only did I just take my pants, and I like Donnie and Marie. I grew up watching Donnie and Marie. I love him. Not only did I show her my butt, but I, like, spread my cheeks. Well, why would I do that? That is, when I look at it now, I think it's crazy.
Why don't you like BJs? I mean, there's a lot of psychosis.
It's not that I don't like them. I prefer
her. What was going through your head as you...
It'll not soon be forgotten.
I don't know. I wanted to speak her. I'll tell you what. I used to be in love with Maria.
There you go.
Let
me just put it this way, Andy.
I used to kiss the TV screen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever gone to the zoo?
Yeah.
And stood around the chimpanzee cage or some of the lower primates and watched them interact with each other?
Watch them finger themselves?
They will throw poo.
Yeah.
I'm an ape?
They will show
I'm
their butts to each other.
I said lower primates.
And there are primate qualities to each of us. And, you know, they
and I just
let
them out.
Yeah.
They tend to come out when the cameras are on a national television show.
Yeah, and it's some of those old primitive feelings you had about Marie just expressed themselves.
Well, you were sober, though, right?
I was sober.
Now, when you were getting high, were you high on a lot of shows?
No.
Andy.
No, I really wasn't.
You were never not high when you were really getting high.
No. On shows like this, I think I would come in high, but this isn't a real show.
Well,
I came in here with beer. You saw me drinking beer.
Yeah.
My cup.
First he insults me with the BJ comment.
Yeah.
Now
I didn't insult you with the BJ comment.
How dare you?
You insulted me.
I'm looking at your beautiful girlfriend over there. She's heartbroken over that comment.
I know what you're thinking.
You should relieve. What are you talking about?
I know what you're thinking. But honestly,
some girls
I wasn't
like giving oral sex, by the way.
I was hungover a lot, actually. Hungover. Right. I wouldn't have been able to met what?
No, I'm just moving on.
What's he saying?
I'm done. Hang on. Andy Dick is here. Anal Andy Dick is here.
Don't call me that.
That'd be a good nickname for you, though.
Anal Andy.
Anal Andy Dick is in the...
Anus and Andy.
Anal Andy Dick in the hizzy. Yeah, that's good. Right. Dr. Drew, the passionate man, and BJ Ace Rockola is over here. So, we'll take a little break.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
A father working two jobs to support his family, yet still making time for some one-on-one basketball with his son, a teenager with ideas of his own. The father encourages the son not to make the mistake he once made, the same mistake the son's friends, recent dropouts, are now making, trading in their last years of school for what seems like a big paycheck now. The friends pressure the son to join them. He hears it from both sides. Whose side are you on? We're the Coalition for America's Children. Over 350 organizations united to help children and to support parents who'd like to but can't always be there. We know hundreds of ways, big and small, you too can make a difference. Reach us toll-free at 1-888-544-KIDS or online at www.kidcampaigns.org. We're fighting for the children. Whose side are you on?
A message from the Coalition for America's Children and the Ad Council.
What a tough thing your body is. It's built to withstand bending, pinching, tattooing, swimming, bumping, tickling, shaving,
loud noises,
childbirth, football, bad cooking, rollerblading, marathons, even
company meetings. But there's something the human body isn't built to withstand. Unexpected turbulence. Happily, though, planes are built to withstand that really well. All you have to do is wear your safety belt the entire flight. So next time you fly, stay buckled up the whole time. Because after all, turbulence happens, and you're just not built for it. This message is a public service of this station and the Federal Aviation Administration.
You've been working all summer, washing dishes, mowing lawns, babysitting. For what? To make money, that's for what. So don't spend your money on a bunch of crap that your mom wants you to buy.
You need to learn to take care of yourself.
When you could go to Ozone and spend your cash the way you want to. On the brands that you want, not what your mom wants.
You're not the boss of me.
Ozone, your active lifestyle connection, brings you the brands that you know. Hawk, Doc Martens, Etnies, Converse, and Timberland. Plus a large selection of styles from Vans, DVS, and Old School. Located in the Salem Center Mall, Ozone is your only choice for spending your hard-earned summer cash the way you want to spend it. Ozone, in the Salem Center Mall. Selected styles also available in all shoe mill locations throughout Portland and Salem.
And in the categorical context of the beverage, is it bracing energizer, or rather invigorating tonic, or soda, or pop? I see few options for the consumer. Now, one must concede that when you pop the topical on a Uno Dose of Mountain Dew, you're John Blaze in the fattest tat that jacks up the ace like a screen door in a citrus tornado, my own skillet. I'm holding strong. I'm the captain of Team Nasty now. I'm bottom bottom. My dilly is tight. Sizzling with a swizzling. I'm all shin checking that third. I got a bounce rocker. I got a jet. Got to get up early. Pay for four. To paraphrase my point.
Right now, stop by Circle K 76 and get ice cold 12 packs of Mountain Dew or any other Pepsi product for just $2.49 when you fill up with 8 gallons or more of 76 gasoline. That's right, 12 packs of Mountain Dew are just $2.49 with fill up at Circle K 76. So do the do and knock out your toughest summer thirst at Circle K 76. Circle K, your official pit stop. 94.7 and Rock K. Call Love Line 1-800-LOVE-191.
Love Line.
With Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla on 94.7 and Rock
K. Hello, this is Amango from the Saturday Night with the Live. And you would be listening to the Love Line with the Adam Carolla stuff and the Drew Man with the app.
No! You can't have a man! No mango for you!
Oh, man, that is funny. That never gets old. That dude is a talent. Talent with a capital T. That talent there. Let me get that Katana back on the show. Oh, by the way, Andy Dick here. Don't blow me, Andy Dick is here. Anal Andy Dick.
God. Don't blow me.
Is he... name of the show is the Andy Dick Show, Tuesday nights, 10:30 on MTV. And this is a nice opportunity, I think. I think those of us who have seen Andy doing sketch work and ensemble work and sort of in a place where Andy is free to be Andy, appreciate him more in that realm than we do in a sitcom realm. This Andy man is a talent and needs to be cut loose.
Director, I'm telling you.
Yes.
I am serious.
And the show is really funny.
Listen, somebody's got to cut you loose on one because they'll get some great back.
Yeah, I'm going to direct some films.
And that again, it'll be found on MTV. MTV's a little, because we were on MTV for a while, they move you around a little bit. I mean, they'll give you your night, and then you may pop up at 4 in the morning on Saturday night, or you may be at noon on Sunday. Now, does your show, because of content, not run like during the day?
Well, what they do is there's the 10:30 show, and by the way, they've pulled things 3 hours before we've gone to air. So we've had to satellite things, you know, that whole process.
Right.
They've pulled whole pieces because of content, even though it was going to air after 10 o'clock. But they make a G version, a G-rated version of the show for before 10 o'clock. So there's some things that you might only see one time only.
Mm-hmm, before.
You'll see it one time on Tuesday at 10:30,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll never see it again.
You and Bing John Malkovich?
Yeah, but they just used stock footage of me at an MTV event, actually, just clapping my hands in the audience. Remember when they had the big puppet show?
Yes.
And the very end when they used life-size puppets?
Yeah.
And I was just, they just cut to me and Winona Ryder just clapping.
I see.
And I was in the audience not knowing that that they had used this stock footage, and I was watching myself, and I saw myself, and everyone laughed, but they were really, like, laughing at me. Oh. Like, ah, look at that idiot. And then I laughed, and then I went, wait a minute. And it was surreal and depressing.
Thanks for bringing that up, though,
thanks
by the way,
lot.
Drew, in
thanks
the middle
a lot, buddy.
Of this explanation.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
What are you at, ADD over there, Drew?
But
right in the middle of explaining that you may only see something at 10:30.
You'll only see it one time, and then what they'll do is they'll take that piece out and replace it with something that you've seen before, like what they've done with the Tom Green piece. They've done that. They put that in a bunch.
Right.
Or the Marilyn Manson piece, which he loved it, by the way. Marilyn Manson, I did him, and he loved it. He loved it. I went out to his house and showed him in person, and he loved it.
Well, oh, you did?
Yeah.
How do you know him?
I run into him here and there.
How do you? You got a lot of celebrity friends, right?
I just run into them. But no, I mean, no? I don't hang out with them.
Yeah.
No, I don't hang out with Ben Stiller.
You always say that, but then you got celebrity friends.
When push comes to shove, and I really wanted my show to do well, I asked my favors. I called in my favors because it's the Andy frickin' Dick show. You know, I'm not going
right.
to sit on my laurels here. This is a one-time opportunity, once in a lifetime.
The anal
My name show. Is in the frickin' title.
Right. But how do you feel about it?
Hey, Ron?
Yeah.
You're 22 now.
Yeah.
All right, so you had some anal with your wife.
Now she's bleeding, right?
Yeah.
How long has she been bleeding for?
it's just after we do it for like, I don't know, maybe an hour or so.
Well, then you fall asleep. She keeps bleeding, though, right?
Can I ask you something? Does she like it? Not the bleeding part, but does she like it while you're doing it?
To a certain point, but I don't think she does. I think it's more or less for me.
Yeah,
she's like, take it out. Hurry. Are you almost done? Are you almost done?
Yeah, it's not good.
Hurry.
Don't you think that the fact that she's bleeding is a sign that maybe...
Yeah. Well, let's do a little recreation. Annie, you play along. Hold still, baby. You're going like this.
Okay, just... Hurry.
Just try not to talk. You're making me lose my voice.
Okay.
Shh. Okay. Shh. Okay, here we go. Nice and soft. Nice.
Did you put stuff on it? Ow!
Nice and easy.
Take it off! Take it off! Take it off! Take it off!
Hold still! Oh, it's coming back out. It's coming out. Hand me the remote. Mitch, you're on the remote. You're going to break it in half. All right, now get down there with your mouth and clean me off.
Oh, God.
Unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
Where are you? Who are you?
Bad. Can I finish talking to him?
Yeah.
Are you cracking your head?
That's the secret, the real him. That's the real
That's
Adam Carolla.
I just got a little glimpse of my life, you know, that's
Is
all.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's my angle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take it out!
you want to talk to Ron anymore?
Yeah, I do. If I glimpse your life, you mean you're simulating anal sex?
Yes, with Andy Dick on the radio. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you think you feel bad?
Yeah. Oh, my poor family.
Oh, my
God. I hope my grandmother's not listening.
All right.
All right, are we done with Ron?
No, I'm not done.
What's
Ron.
He got to do
I need
with
to talk to him.
All right, hurry up.
Hey, right. Ron.
My ass hurts.
Anytime anyone has rectal bleeding, it's time to get a gastroenterologist take a look and have a scope done. She needs to have it checked out. In the meantime, you got to stop.
Well, we know the reason.
You can really hurt her. You might be. It could be all kinds of inflammatory bowel disease. Could be a tear. Could be fissures. Could be various hemorrhoids.
Fissures.
If you call
what in the heck is that?
If you call
fissures, that doesn't sound good.
No,
none of it's good.
Fissures. Is it a fissures disease?
No.
Do fissures get them?
Fissures in the earth, you know, fissures.
Oh, fissures.
Yeah.
Oh,
little things
fissures.
Open up and stuff
said,
comes out, right?
I thought it was a disease called fissures.
Mm-hmm. We should take this simulated sodomy on the road. Yeah, we really should.
Well, you like it.
I enjoyed that.
I don't know how much
the spoken word stuff you do, the stand-up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you want.
Playing the part of the dry anal rapist, Adam Carolla. Thank you. David?
Hello? Oh, he's asleep. Hello?
Hello?
David?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
Quite an effort. What's happening?
Not much. I just have some questions to ask you. What do you prefer, oral or sex?
Who are you asking?
Adam.
We've been covering that.
We just talked.
I know.
That's
what I was hearing about. I was wondering what you think about it.
I like to mix it up, but I'm a bigger fan of the oral than most guys are, I suspect. Although you and my partner, Drew, Andy, you guys admittedly have a problem with sex. I mean, you're very passionate men, both. Yeah.
Oh,
very
yeah.
passionate.
We have a problem, meaning we like it a lot. We do it.
Well, I mean, it's like I said earlier. When the penis is out and there's a vagina in the room, it wants to go into the vagina.
That would be act of nature. That would be a normal thing. Yeah.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
But being an addict, I want to feel... Get that high, you know.
Yeah.
When you come, it's like a little bit mini drug.
Yeah.
So I just can't get enough.
Right.
Yeah. Sickening.
Fawn.
Hey.
You're 17. What's up?
My sister's fiance made a pass at me.
Uh-huh.
He actually, and it wasn't through words though. He actually put his hands on me.
Where?
He actually grabbed my chest. And then he told me that he'd been waiting to do that all day.
How old is he?
He is 22, I think.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling your mom.
Hmm?
Tell your mom.
Tell
your dad.
No, dad's not around.
No.
You're thinking you should tell your sister?
Yeah, because...
No.
Why not?
They've been together for about 5 years, and they have a kid together.
And now what happened? Were you guys drinking or just hanging out?
No. We were just hanging out.
And he was sober, huh?
Uh-huh.
And where was she?
My sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was back at home because they lived down in Eugene.
And
you weren't into it.
Where were you? He was at your house?
Yeah. He'd brought his son up to visit and me and him had gone out.
He has another son or
How
is that
you?
Her son?
It's my sister's son.
How old are you?
17.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a great way of wording things.
Were you into it?
No.
No. Did you tell him? I'm not into it.
Well, not really because I got really, you know, it threw me off and it made me really nervous.
Hey, don't be alone with this guy ever again.
Well, yeah.
I think you got to tell your mom because if you go directly to your sister, she's going to make it your problem.
What happened, though, when he did this?
We were just like sitting in the truck because we were driving back from downtown.
With the kid in the car?
No. The kid wasn't with us.
And he made a move and did you stop him?
Yeah.
All right. So you stopped him and nothing else happened?
Well, no. When he was leaving again later on, he did it again.
And then what happened?
And then I, you know, did the same thing I did before, but I didn't really say anything to him.
He just pushed his hand away.
Yeah, and I got really quiet because I didn't know what to say to him.
Mm. And there was no other interaction?
No.
Okay. So you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And that was good. Means you probably weren't victimized before.
Right.
Nobody, someone rape you or do something bad?
What is this guy to do this?
What happened before?
Well, I was raped about 8 or 9 months ago.
Who raped you?
Just the guy that I was dating.
Yeah. What about before that?
See, that's another thing that I wanted to ask Drew about, is if it's possible to have been abused in any way at a very young age and not remember it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Daddy?
He's around, but we're not close. We don't really talk.
Yeah. How's Mom?
She's cool.
Is she cool? Like, lets you smoke her weed cool?
No.
Or good
no.
parent cool?
No.
Okay.
She's a pretty good mom, but, you know.
Okay. And your sister's got herself hooked up with a real champ.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder about her a little bit. How's she doing?
Well, I don't really know her that well. She's only my half-sister.
Oh.
Who was her dad?
Just another one of my, because my mom had two husbands.
Yeah, when your mom, another great decision made by your mom, perhaps?
Yeah.
This guy's a world-class a-hole, not in the scene?
Her dad, yeah.
Yeah, he may have done some bad things.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, boy. I agree with Drew. Talk to your mom.
Yeah.
She shouldn't get married to this guy. On the other hand, someone ought to shoot a dart filled with Norplant in it in her arm so she doesn't get pregnant again. Because she's going to... How many kids?
Just one.
Mm. Just the one.
Yeah.
And it's a boy?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He's almost two.
All right. That's enough. You got to talk to your mom, see what you guys think.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, and talk to your mom, would you?
Yeah.
Because see, guys like this are so goddamn brazen. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the middle of the day. It's an underage. I
underage family member.
I understand the cheating gene. Most guys have that. And that's why, frankly, most guys shouldn't be getting married at 22 or 23 or whatever he's getting married at. But he had himself a kid and he got himself locked in early. He doesn't know what to do. All right, I understand that. But it's not like he's in Iowa on business and having a couple of cocktails at the Red Roof Inn and some hooker comes by and sits down next to him. That's not cheating, by the way, bro. That's just business.
I'm taking notes.
That's a write-off. But when you're trying to goose your fiancé's kid sister's underage at the middle of the day, you're grabbing a boob while you're driving in the pickup truck, everyone's stone cold sober, no excuse for that. This guy's if this guy is brazen enough to try that move, look out. This guy's not what you call discreet.
Right.
And get his hand pushed away.
Do it again.
And try it again. I mean, think about that. And think about a guy who doesn't give a rat's ass about the sister. Like, for all he knows, she's going to pick up the phone as soon as she gets home and call the sister before he even makes it back to Eugene.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, could you imagine if you ever did make that first move with the kid sister and she, like, slapped your hand? You'd be like, you want some ice cream? You want some money? I'll swing by the ATM. Are you cool? Are we cool? Everything's cool, right? You got a kid. We got a kid, right? Everything's cool. Sorry. You know, I'm on medication. I'm sorry. You guys want anything? We'll stop by like a bullet. I'll pick you up in a smart band outfit or something, okay? This guy just tries again. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Andy Dick is here. Anal Andy Dick.
I like that. Anus and Andy like that.
No. Anus and Andy Dick is here tonight. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191. Love Line on 94.7 NRK is brought to you by Car Toys.
A father working two jobs to support his family, yet still making time for some one-on-one basketball with his son, a teenager with ideas of his own. The father encourages the son not to make the mistake he once made. The same mistake the son's friends, recent dropouts, are now making, trading in their last years of school for what seems like a big paycheck now. The friends pressure the son to join them. He hears it from both sides. Whose side are you on? We're the Coalition for America's Children. Over 350 organizations united to help children and to support parents who'd like to but can't always be there. We know hundreds of ways, big and small, you too can make a difference. Reach us toll-free at 1-888-544-KIDS or online at www.kidscampaigns.org. We're fighting for the children. Whose side are you on?
A message from the Coalition for America's Children and the Ad Council.
What a tough thing your body is. It's built to withstand bending, pinching,
ouch,
tattooing,
ow,
swimming, bumping, tickling, shaving,
loud noises,
childbirth, football,
bad cooking,
rollerblading, marathons, even company meetings. But there's something the human body isn't built to withstand. Unexpected turbulence. Happily, though, planes are built to withstand that really well. All you have to do is wear your safety belt the entire flight. So next time you fly, stay buckled up the whole time. Because after all, turbulence happens, and you're just not built for it. This message is a public service of this station and the Federal Aviation Administration.
1-800-662-HELP.
Help.
I've been drinking for a long time. My wife, my kids, they're afraid of me. I want to stop. I can't do it alone.
1-800-662.
Can help me?
Help.
My boyfriend, he doesn't know I'm making this call, but he needs help. He can't stop using drugs, and sometimes he really scares me. If he could just help me, we just want somebody to talk
1-800-662.
To. 1-800-662-HELP.
Help.
I'm talking about my husband. If he wasn't drinking, you'd just like to be around him, you know? Now, he says he wants to quit, but if you don't help me help him, Then I gotta go.
1-800-662.
I need help.
Help.
I have to get away from these drugs. My family doesn't want me around anymore. I know I need help.
To find out about drug and alcohol treatment programs near you, call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. A public service of this station and the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment.
Lately, I've been thinking that there are too many things in life to have to think about. Wouldn't it be nice to think less? I think so. To that end, I've restructured my life dramatically. I have 5 pairs of the same black shoes in my closet. I eat nothing but soup. And I drive an L-Series mid-sized performance sedan from Saturn. You see, Saturn has already thought of everything. The 8-speaker audio system, the 60-40 folding rear seat backs, the monitor that tells you when to change the oil. Yes, life is much less complicated when you drive a Saturn. At least, I think it is.
0.9% APR for qualified buyers on all 2001 L-Series Saturns. Length of contract is limited. Take delivery by August 6, 2001. Call 1-800-522-5000 for residency and retailer restrictions.
When you need some quick cash and don't particularly want to pay 25%, 35% or more in interest, and don't want to lose something of value, come to All That Glitters Jewelry and Loan. All That Glitters Jewelry and Loan is not a cash house. We're a licensed and state-regulated pawn shop. We set the standard in pawn shops. Your emergency shouldn't cost you double or triple your need. All That Glitters charges just 3%. Yes, 3%, plus small setup and storage fees. That's lower than your bank and a lot lower than a quick cash place. We loan as little as $10 to thousands for 60 days and return your pawned items when you repay the loan. Think of us as your Goodwill Bank. And because All the Glitters Jewelry and Loan only accepts quality items for pawn, you might consider us for that next birthday gift, hobby, or construction job. We resell at fractions of what you would pay for new, and everything comes with a guarantee. Yes, a guarantee. All the Glitters Jewelry and Loan. 6 Portland area stores to serve you, and on the web at alltheglittersjewelry.com.
Loveline on KNRK. Portland. Loveline. NRK.
Hey, thanks for listening to an episode of The Best of Loveline.
It was good, huh?
Yeah, better than a regular show.
Oh, for us.
Yeah, we weren't here. Tomorrow night, Nelly Furtado, Violent J of Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, whoa.
Always a good guest. Crazy Town and Vin Diesel are in here. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.